This episode of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/breakthrough to receive 20% off your first 6 months. How does the sound of 2 to 5 hot leads each day without paid advertising sound to you? It sounded really great to me, which is why we have a really awesome guest on this episode of Breakthrough Success. In case you don't remember, I'm the guy who helps people gain more visibility and revenue, and podcasting is one of my specialties. Our guest who joins us, as I mentioned before, he helps people get 2 to 5 hot leads per day with a rainmaker system that you can be utilizing for your business. So he's the founder of The Virtual Edge and co-creator of that Rainmaker system I mentioned earlier, which is an online marketing system that helps coaches, advisors, and consultants get those high-value leads each day from LinkedIn. So we got the social network spoiler alert, but without paying for any ads. So if money is your big reason for not getting leads, we threw that excuse out of the window with the Rainmaker system, and the success of that has led our guest to becoming a highly sought-after international speaker. So our guest who joins us is none other than Matthew Clark. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on. What a cool intro. I'm definitely going to be using that going forward.
Well, Matthew, it is such a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success, and feel free to use the intro, do whatever you want to do with it, but 2 to 5 high value leads per day. That is such, like, I feel like that's the dream for so many business owners to be able to get that type of traction. And LinkedIn's your place. So why 100%. Is LinkedIn what you focus on?
You know, it really comes back to me. Like, you know, when I started going to this online marketing world, for me, it wasn't about Facebook and Google ads, because I'm actually pretty technically challenged. To be honest with you. And, you know, my background is door-to-door sales. So I did door-to-door sales in the UK, and then I came back to South Africa, did door-to-door sales here. And for me, when I started going onto the social media platforms and looking at, you know, Facebook and YouTube and Google ads, I just couldn't get it right. I couldn't get it right. And it just seems like it's this never-ending black hole of things that change all the time. And it didn't work for me, is the bottom line. And so I actually started using LinkedIn, and I realized that I could virtually, I kind of took a look at the skills that I had, and I was like, I can take these skills and apply them somewhere else. And I can virtually knock doors every single day, you know? And that's what I did. And so I started reaching out and connecting with people. And one thing I love doing, it's like one of my highest values, is really building real relationships with people. And so that's what I started doing, just step by step, connection by connection, one by one. And then it grew to more, and then more and more and more. And then we figured, hey, like, we're doing pretty well with this. We're pretty sure that some of our clients would want to be able to do this. And there's other entrepreneurs out there that need this as well. And so we started helping more people. And, you know, we really focused on LinkedIn in the last 2 years. And now, you know, we have over 1,000 clients in 18 countries, serving entrepreneurs on a much deeper level. It's a lot of fun, man.
And when you do hear a number like 1,000 clients, because I know Matthew just mentioned that, think about it this way, 2 to 5 high qualified leads. That's the soundbite we've been leading in with. I mean, if you get just 3 leads a day, you're already at that 1,000 plus level. Now, obviously it's not like every single person you contact on LinkedIn is like, I need to buy your services right away. So out of those, like, to get those 2 to 5 daily leads, can you share with us a little bit of what your process is for knocking on those doors and how many of these virtual doors you have to knock on?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's different from person to person, you know, so not everybody that we speak to needs to have a huge amount of leads. You know, we've got like one of our clients in Australia, you know, we were delivering 140 leads a week for him, right? Sorry, 140 leads a month. 140 leads a month for him. It was crazy, right? And he did over $50 million in finance in like 6 months. But there's other people who need 6 clients a year, you know? And for a lot of the people that we help, a lot of people that we support, you know, if they get 2 or 3 clients a month, that's like a big game changer for them, you know? So typically the process that we take people through is we've got a process called the power hour. All right. So it's the Rainmaker Power Hour. And we keep it super simple. You spend an hour a day, you block that out, and you use that for sales and marketing, because most entrepreneurs don't have their time blocked out for sales and marketing. And so we do 60 connections a day for 60 minutes a day, right? For 30 days. That gives us 1,800 possible connections in a month. We typically see about 6% of those become Rainmaker leads where you can start having a conversation with them. It's about 108. That's 108 connections, 108 leads, conversations that you got going. And, you know, I mean, if you've got a 10% closing rate on that, you're talking 10 new clients a month, right? The numbers depend on what you want in your business. But at the moment, this is what we're doing. And, you know, we practice what we preach. And we do between 2 and 5 sales calls, not just leads, because we've built that pipeline up. We do between 2 and 5 sales calls a day from LinkedIn. It's beautiful.
And that's the difference between a hot lead and a cold lead. I mean, if you have these conversations with people on LinkedIn and you're providing content on LinkedIn, they're just getting warmer and warmer. And they are going to have an easier transition from stranger to customer or to client. Yeah. And you bring up a great point. Like, if you're a coach, you don't want too many clients. You want enough where you make your money, but if you have too many clients, then all of a sudden you're spending all of your time on coaching calls instead of on, you know, like, you want financial freedom for a reason. You want it to, maybe you want to spend more time with family. Maybe you want to get more exercise or whatever. But if you have too many clients, it cuts into all those reasons you wanted financial freedom in the first place. So I love the Power Hour because I don't think people really think of it like that. And if you want to get sales, you know, we have conversion rates and stats, and there's going to be a difference in how many potential customers you have with 100 people in the funnel each month you're connecting with versus what Matthew is saying, which is 60 people per day. Now, how do we find the right people to connect with? Are you using LinkedIn Sales Navigator? And what does that process look like?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I love LinkedIn Sales Navigator. It just makes life easy. I mean, you can go so specific and you can say, I'm looking for accountants in the UK that have businesses between, you know, 1 and 10 people in their organization that are the owners of the business, and literally just bring up the list of that. So now, in order to be able to connect with those guys, you want to be set up for success, right? But the key thing here is you've got to determine who is your ideal client. And the more specific you get, the better it works. You know, then we create what we call the pickup line. All right. So where most people have got, you know, like CEO or founder or whatever of their company. So my company is the Virtual Edge. So I could have CEO of the Virtual Edge. Instead, I've got, I help coaches, consultants, and advisors get 2 to 5 high value leads per day from LinkedIn without paying for ads. So people know what I do and how to work with me before they even talk to me. Right? It's beautiful. And then you set your profile up for conversion so that people read your profile, so that when people are actually looking at your profile and going through it, that's doing all the hard work for you. So by the time they connect to you, they're like, dude, can you help me do this? Like, very often I get messages like, hey, Matt, can you help me get 2 to 5 high value leads per day from LinkedIn without paying for ads? I'm like, yeah, man, that's what we do.
Yeah, and that profile is so important. I mean, I feel like some people just use it to say their titles and their positions, but I help people, like, you know, get 2 to 5 high quality leads per day. I mean, that's going to have a big difference in the type of conversation. Like, I did that with podcasting recently because I help with coaching and management of a podcast, and people reach out to me and they say, Mark, can you help me with this? And that's the ideal scenario, because you may have connected with that person may have just found you, but they are reaching out to you instead of you reaching out to them. Now, when you do connect with someone, like, what is your process in that? Like, what's your, like, is it a one line sentence? And then what does the follow-up look like? Because some people take months or years to be a client. So what is the follow-up in that first
100%. Point? Yeah. So our goal is always, in our Rainmaker process, is how do we get them from social media to phone call in as short a period of time? And so we go in with the realization that we know that people are there to do business, right? And that's really the difference between a social platform versus LinkedIn, which is a professional platform, right? You know, on Facebook, the mindset is people are there to share pictures of their dogs and cats and kids and travel and connect with friends and all the rest. you know, YouTube, they're there to blank out or learn stuff or just watch videos. But LinkedIn, you're there to look at business. I mean, what other reason are you there for, right? It's business, it's knowledge, it's connections, it's growth, it's joint ventures, partnerships, podcasts, JVs, whatever it is. And they're there in that mindset. So I like to go straight up. You know, I don't like to beat around the bush. I don't like to have spammy messages. And I also don't like to say, hey, buddy, here's just my list of 20 things that I do. Take your pick and let's talk. I mean, that's also bullshit, right? Excuse my French there. I don't know if I'm allowed to swear here, but I'll keep it clean, right? Typically what I do is we have a very simple and straightforward connection message. It's like, hey, I'm looking, I love connecting with other leaders on LinkedIn, and I would love to get to know you a bit better. Super simple. Boom. And then the next message, once people connect, and bear in mind that I'm only connecting specifically with my ideal client that I'm going after. Okay. So it's very targeted. And this is why you get a much higher rate, number one, of acceptance. We typically see a 40 to 50% rate of acceptance. And then from there, you know, 25 to 30% of people are going to engage in a conversation with you. So those numbers are high, right? When you are laser targeted, I'm going to be very clear about that. When you're laser targeted. And then the follow-up message is very simple. It's, hey, you know, and then I put in the pickup line. So like I help coaches consult. The reason I'm reaching out is because I help coach consultant advisors get 2 to 5 high values per day from LinkedIn without paying for ads. I've been working with coaches around the world and we've seen incredible results. And then I share some of the results that we've helped them help people get. And then just said, look, I wanted to know if you wanted to get results like this and we're interested in having a conversation. If so, let's touch base, see if it's a good fit. And we can take it from there. And generally people will either say, hell yes, or no, I'm not interested, or I'm cool, or whatever it is. But you know, you never really get bad feedback. People are just like, either, yeah, man, let's talk, or no, thanks. I'm not interested, or I'm okay, or I've got it covered. And you're like, yeah, that's cool, man. Let's stay connected and let's see where it takes us. No problem.
We have more great content coming up in this episode, but first we have a message from today's sponsor, Jobber. Jobber's award-winning software helps small home service businesses organize their entire operations, from scheduling jobs and managing their crews to invoicing customers and collecting payments. That way, you can spend more time on the services you're already great at. Job by job, business by business, Jobber is transforming the ways their customers deliver service. Start your free trial over at getjobber.com/breakthrough. All right, let's get right back into the episode. And it's interesting how, you know, Matthew's just trying to get the connection at the first point. He's not rushing into the sale on that first message. And the second message is more of a, if you want these types of results, let's talk. If not, that's fine too. Yeah. And even if you don't get someone to engage with, let's hop on this call, I want to be your client. That's someone who knows who you are on a deeper level. And that's how you can get people, like when you post content, you get more likes, you get more discoverability. Exactly. Because LinkedIn,
it's leverage.
Yeah, like I love the connection point of LinkedIn, but I also love the discoverability of how a post can blow up on a place like LinkedIn, YouTube, Medium, podcasting. And discoverability is just something that more people need to think of. Now, you mentioned your connection power hour, which I mentioned I love. Is there like a messaging power hour also to like follow up with people, or does that look different?
So that's actually included in that. So we've got a formula that we take people through of here are the exact things that you need to do in a daily basis, X amount of this. So, you know, you'll get through the 60 connections probably in about 20, 25 minutes, but then you've got to respond to people. You've got to, you know, go view profiles. You've got to go and, you know, depending on what your outcome is and what your goal is, will determine what those activities are. But that would be included in that. Yes, for sure. So writing the messages, following up is beautiful.
That's a really great analysis, because like I've done LinkedIn Sales Navigator. I have it with me and I have that targeted approach. If you find the targeted people and you're just copying and pasting the same message, it doesn't take that much effort to send out those 60 connection requests. But the real effort 100%. Is in the follow-up, because you get a lot of people who like, oh, they're connecting with you, they like what you do, but then you don't follow up with them. And then you're not getting sales that way, even though you're probably getting high qualified people.
Yeah. And that's why you need to have a system in place, and you've got to be able to check it off daily. And then, you know, later on, you can look at automating that. You know, there are tools available, and as long as you use them sensibly and don't just go try spam them and do like 100 connections a day, you'll be fine. You know, so do it properly. It's like anything. Do it properly. And always say to people, go in with the mindset not to close sales, but to build connections and open up relationships, you know, because you never know where it's going to take you. I mean, I've had people that have become clients. I've had people that have become JV partners. I've gotten on podcasts, right? People invited me on their podcasts because of it. And you just never know where it's going to take you. But if you're only going in for the sale, it's like you don't even give a shit about what the other person says or who they are, more importantly. Right. It's like you've only got your own interest in there. And so one of the things that I tell people specifically, like when they set up their profile, is they've got to turn it from an egocentric profile that focuses everything on them, you know? So as an example, you know, my name's Matt Clark and I've got skills in digital, you know, door-to-door sales, and I did this and I did that and my company does this and here's what we do and my skills are this. No one cares, right? And also it's not a CV, okay? So we turn it into a client-centric sales page that focuses everything on them. What are their biggest pain points, their biggest pains and frustrations, the fears and implications related to that? Then what are their goals and desires and their dreams and aspirations? And everything that we talk about is, how do we get you from the transformation, right? How do we get you from where you are right now to where you ultimately want to be? And through a process, through a proven step-by-step process. And so that's how we frame it and structure it. So even when the content comes up, the content is about solving those problems, you know, and the content gives you leverage. And then we talk about, well, what is your offer? You know, how can you stop like chasing people and start enrolling more people? Because what you have now becomes a must have instead of a nice to have. Mm. Right. And then putting a solid follow-up process in place, because the money is in the follow-up, man.
Yeah, I mean, the money's in the follow-up, but there's one more thing I want to get into that later. I do want to tap back a little bit because Matthew mentioned his LinkedIn profile and the things he's doing for it. So when you do make it central to the customer, like answering their questions versus boasting about yourself, I mean, that's how you get more traction. And that's part of understanding what LinkedIn is for you. Some people view it as a way to get a job, but if you're in the state of business and you want to get more clients, you have to view it from that lens. We will be throwing a link to Matthew's LinkedIn profile because I believe, you know, you can hear all these different tactics, but when you see them truly in action, I mean, think 100%. About for LinkedIn to be Matthew's main hub, you get 2 to 5 high value leads per day. That's a LinkedIn profile that has been tweaked and optimized to the word to make it work the way that, I mean, how many times have you optimized that thing? I don't know, but I'm saying if you are in this business, you have tweaked it a lot.
Yeah, plenty. You know, I mean, when I first started, because when we, you know, got into this digital marketing space, this world like 6 years ago, I didn't start out on LinkedIn. I actually started out, I became an Infusionsoft certified partner. And we help people automate and grow their businesses. And that's kind of where it filtered into, was that we were helping people automate. And then they're like, okay, well, we still need more leads. And then we figured, you know, we went through the whole Facebook and Google thing. And then we, you know, cracked open this nut on LinkedIn. And it just went nuts. It went absolutely nuts. And so, I mean, I started out, my first profile spoke to accountants, saying something along the lines of, you know, like, I help accountants grow their business by 20% in 3 months through automation. You know, that's where we started. And I've changed it like 4 or 5 times since then and tweaked it, you know, many, many times along the way.
Yeah. So that's the idea. Like someone who's tweaked it that much, if you tweak something that much, you have something that's working for you at this stage, especially if you're in the type of business Matthew's in. So I'd say just look at his profile, pay attention to stuff he's doing. When it comes to follow-up, I want to expand on that a little more because we have a deeper idea that Power 60, you're connecting with 60 people, you're using the rest of the time to reach out to people, do the follow-up. How do you keep track of that? I know not all 60 connections end up becoming people you end up following up with, but you do this over time. You're going to have dozens of people to follow with. Do you have like a detailed spreadsheet? Do you just set reminders on your phone? How does that work?
Yeah. So typically, I mean, the one letdown about LinkedIn is that, you know, you don't have like a dashboard where you can see who's connected, and, you know, it's very difficult to track. Okay. It's not easy. So you've got to have a system in place. Now, some people like spreadsheets. It's where we started. And quite honestly, like if you can do it in a spreadsheet and you can do it manually, you can automate that a little bit later, right? Once you get into it. And then, so spreadsheet's an excellent way to do it. Just write down, keep your conversations going. And the trick is, that's why you have your hour every day just dedicated to sales and marketing. And you just be consistent in putting that stuff in. I mean, you're going to see in the first 30 days, it's a game changer.
Yeah, and I would definitely recommend spreadsheet just to start off with. It's kind of, it's a learning curve for people who aren't used to spreadsheets, but once you have it down, you're going to realize how much of a big game changer it is. I'll actually give it a shot at it. I'll put in the show notes, I'll do like a rubric spreadsheet and I'll make that available to people. So that's one thing I'll do for you guys. I know Matthew's got a ton of awesome.
I can share.
You have a spreadsheet too?
Yeah, sure. Dude, there's no reason you have to go and redo it. I've got something that I can share with you guys that you can share with your audience. Yeah.
So
and you can use as well, right?
I'll use it. I'll take it. So like what's the link to that so I could, you know, download that and then other places you want us to find you.
I'll pop that over to you a little bit later if that's cool, because we use it personally. But if people want to find me, very simple, go to thevirtualedge.com. I've actually put in a really cool training. So, you know, I spoke about how to turn your LinkedIn profile from an egocentric to a client-centric profile. We created what we call our LinkedIn mini makeover. So you can do a mini makeover of your profile. And then there's a training afterwards that you can watch that'll take you through that. And if you want to work with us further than that, book a link, you know, book a call. There's a link there, book a call with me. We can have a chat. But also on Facebook, Matt Clark SA, on LinkedIn, obviously, Matt Clark SA, Instagram, Matt Clark SA. I've just kept it super simple. It's MATTCLARKSA for South Africa.
So we'll have all those links in the show notes, Matthew. Thank you so much for coming on Breakthrough Success. Thank you guys for choosing Breakthrough Success and listening to us today. And we'll see you guys next time. Thanks for coming on, Matt.
Thanks for having me, man. It was awesome.
This episode of the Breakthrough Success Podcast was brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Start a free trial or sign up today to receive 20% off your first 6 months. Find out more at getjobber.com/breakthrough.